could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by the very lovely...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. Guaranteed to take out any pet odors like urine, feces, vomit. Hey, it'll even take out skunk odor. And it's 100% money-back guarantee. You can only get it on their website at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Don't forget, if you want to join me in Italy, I hope to be there, departing on September 30th to Rome, Venice, Lake Como. And you can find out more at 800-581-8942. And the booking number is 1382-009, or just go to talkinpets.com. It's on there as well. And good pets, food, supplements, and treats for your dogs. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. This is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you.
I want a dog. I want a dog. I want a dog, 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 dog. I want a doggity-do. I want a barkity-boo. I want a D-O-G-G-Y. It's true. I want a dog. I want a dog. I want a dog, 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 dog. I want a puppy to cuddle. I want a fluffy to snug. I want a D-O-G-G-Y to love. We'll go for a walk. Halfway down the block. Then we'll come right back. Get ourselves a snack.
You have a dog.
I said you should get a dog.
I have cats and birds and chickens and
what's one more
fish
animal?
And
lions and tigers and bears.
Bears, yes. No, that would be Jasmine.
Yeah, I would love a bear.
You'd make somebody happy by saying hello right now.
I don't see what's going on Facebook.
You know who.
Go ahead, where were you reading?
You have a very special listener. Don't act like you don't know who I'm talking about. Say hi.
Hi, Ed.
Now he's thrilled. Okay. So, anyway, by the way, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen on pound 250. Is it 250? Yeah, 250. On your smartphone, you can actually go to Alexa, TRN4, tune in, or go to TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live. But if you want a dog, so the rising pet names as of last year, Azula.
I was looking at that. I've never heard that one.
Oh,
before.
It's from the Avatar Last Airbender, which is like an anime kind of thing, and it's the bad guy, and her name is Azula.
Okay.
24.8% up. Miso.
That's a soup.
Yeah.
That has to be from some anime.
That's
movie.
Probably Chinese soup. Stormy.
Anime is getting big now.
That one's 24.7%. Stormy with an I is 24.6% on the rise. I like Stormy. That's cool.
Didn't you have a cat named Stormy?
No. No.
Rainy.
That's yeah, close I had Rain. Rain and Snow. Betty White named them for me.
Oh.
Cinnamon. That's kind of cool. 19.2%. And tofu. It's like you want to eat your cat or dog.
Don't do that.
So tofu, 18.5%. So the top insured dog breeds of 2025. Number 10, the American Pit Bull Terrier. The number 9, the Shih Tzu. Number 8, the Chihuahua. They're popular, actually. They're very popular Chihuahuas.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, the Yorkshire Terrier. Number 6, the German Shepherd. Number 5, the French Bulldog. Number 4, the Golden Doodle. That's a popular dog.
Yeah, the doodles.
The number 3, Labrador Retriever. Number 2, the Golden Retriever. And number 1 is the mixed breed dog.
Because people are rescuing more. Yay. Love that for them.
And usually, you know, you don't see a lot of mixed breeds with as many problems as dogs
because
that...
they're diluted. You
right.
Know, it's,
they got all different kinds of...
Yeah.
So...
No, there's no hereditary health issues being passed down.
So in that same aspect, for the top insured cat breeds, number 10, the British Shorthair, number 9, the Persian, number 8, the Russian Blue. I like the Russian Blue.
They're so pretty.
Number 7, the Sphinx. That's the one with no hair. Number 6, the Bengal. Those are big.
I love those. They're,
of course
they're kind
you
of
do.
Wild. No, I want one.
They are kind of wild.
I want a Savannah.
A friend of mine had two of them.
Me Savannahs? Too. I want a Savannah cat.
The Savannahs are
huge.
Wild.
They're like little yeah. dogs, and they yeah. can play like fetch.
I know.
Well, that's not on the top.
I want a panther. I would like to have a house panther. Like,
house
you know.
Panther.
Get over here. I'll slap you. number 5 is the Siberian. Number 4 is the Ragdoll. Number 3 is the Siamese. A big talker
yes,
cat.
I love saying
this. Number 2 is a Maine Coon. I can see that. You can get a Maine Coon because they're huge.
Yeah, I can't. I'm allergic to them.
And number 1 is the domestic, short, medium, and long hair cat.
Doesn't Summer have Maine Coon in her? Winter looks like she's got, like, Persian.
Man. I don't think, who are you playing with over there?
The black one.
Oh, you're playing with Shadow? I think Shadow's got Siamese in her.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, cats are mixed breeds as well. But I mean, you know, it's really weird. I was talking with somebody the other day, my friend Rick actually, and I've covered dogs since 1993, like the Westminster show and all,
mm-hmm.
but I never attended or covered the cat show.
You haven't?
No. That's so weird because I'm a cat daddy, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love my cats and all. And surprised I haven't actually attended one of those. So.
Well, I mean, they're not walking them around a show ring. It's much different, right?
I don't know because I never attended a cat show.
I've seen videos and it looks like they just, like, they walk around and look at the cats instead of, like... showing them on a leash or anything.
Well, we got a joke coming in from Springfield, and it's Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you got about a minute to tell us the joke before we have to go to a break. So what do you think?
Okay, well,
no pressure.
It's quick. You were talking about antelopes earlier, and I had to look up what female and male antelopes are called. And apparently male antelopes are called uncle-lopes.
Uncle-lopes?
Are you serious?
Antelopes and uncle-lopes. Come on, John. Antelopes and uncle-lopes.
I could have been saying, are you serious? That's not as funny as I thought it would be.
That is so funny.
But it's cute.
That is cute.
That's like a kid's joke.
It's a dad joke.
It's
yeah.
a dad joke.
That's a dad
well,
joke.
Yeah,
are you a dad?
It's a dad joke.
It is a dad joke.
It's the best joke.
Antelope, uncle-lope.
Uncle-lope.
No, it is cute. I never heard it before. Lexi like it. She's bursting over there.
Oh, it's so funny.
Did you make it up? No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, as far as I know.
I've never heard it.
As far as he knows.
I've never heard it either.
So, well, what kind of pets do you have?
I have 3 cats.
Oh, you're like me. I have 3 cats as well. So, are they good cats? They're all behaved?
Well, two of them are, and one is a little mischief.
Mischief in what sense?
That sounds familiar.
She likes to get on the counters and knock things over, and, you know, she's your typical cat. I think she watched too many movies or spent too much time on TikTok, and now she thinks she's a cat, and the other ones think they're puppies, and they sit in your lap and purr.
Yeah, I love my cats, but I don't allow them on tables or counters. I work with that.
Yeah,
we
don't either, but that doesn't stop her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you got to catch her in the act and doing it, or else use some Reynolds wrap and put it on the counter up there. I'll tell you, when she jumps on that, she'll jump right off. So they don't like Reynolds.
Good idea.
Yeah, the foil. They hate it. So we got to take a break, but thanks for the joke, Jeff.
Is that the Burt Reynolds wrap?
Burt Reynolds wrap. You're just full of them, aren't you?
You must be a dad.
Definitely a dad. He's a cat daddy. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Talking Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Michigan State University's Forestry Innovation Center, FIC, led by Jess Randall, is spearheading a multidisciplinary, multi-institutional research effort to study maple sap through a One Health lens, linking environmental, plant, animal, and human health. Collaborating with the researchers from Northwestern University and Montana State University, the team is exploring maple sap and maple water as more than food products, including their potential role in human health and sustainable forestry. A key project examines whether maple water, the unprocessed sap, can serve as a functional hydration beverage for cancer survivors. Northwestern professor David Vickerson, who works with young adult cancer survivors, saw potential after learning maple water contains natural electrolytes similar to coconut water, but with less sugar and fewer calories. Since dehydration is common during and after cancer treatment, maple water may offer a palatable substitute alternative for those struggling to drink plain water. Taste tests with cancer survivors rated the beverage highly, and USDA-funded studies are now evaluating its nutritional properties and hydration benefits. The research has expanded to include microbiology expertise from Montana State University's Seth Walk, who is studying storage, shelf life, and microbial safety of maple water. Walk and Randall are also collaborating on improving maple syrup production by managing microbial biofilms and sap collection systems and finding ways to repurpose low-quality end-of-season sap into distilled spirits using naturally occurring yeast strains. Beyond human health, the work supports Michigan's growing maple industry. Randall emphasizes that Michigan, particularly the Upper Peninsula, has enormous untapped potential due to abundant tappable trees and climate resilience, positioning the state as a future leader in maple production. Overall, the project exemplifies the One Health approach by applying knowledge from medicine, microbiology, forestry, and engineering to improve human wellness, environmental sustainability, and agricultural interventions through maple sap research. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
The dim light of this old piano bar, I write you love songs neath the evening star. Sappier than a maple tree in spring, but your smile makes this old heart sing. Each note I play drips with sweet refrain.
Never thought you'd see a sappy story like that, did you?
That does sound really interesting to me. It sounds weird that it's...
Because you're a nurse.
Yeah, it sounds weird that it's... has like less calories than coconut water in it, because maple like syrup just sounds like it would be like really sugary and have,
do you
like
coconut
calories.
Water?
No.
See, I don't either.
I don't.
But I like coconut. That makes sense.
No, it does. The meat of the coconut tastes better than the water. Just something's off with it.
Yeah,
it always tastes bad to me. Like something is spoiled.
It tastes like dirty water. I think.
Yeah.
Dumpy water. I just couldn't get used to it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, not a fan of coconut water.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of coconut water.
I can drink it. I mean, it's good for you for hydration purposes. So I can mix something else with it.
Yes, I can mix it with
like
something.
Like pineapple juice?
Yes, anything like that.
I never thought about that.
Or putting it in
like pina colada when you...
Yeah, or like putting it in like a shake or something, like adding it to like a protein shake or whatever. Like
slushy.
Yeah, like a slushy, something like that. It is better, but I can't just... People will just pop it open in the box and
don't
drink
let it.
It tastes
warm,
like box water.
Warm coconut water is like...
It tastes like it comes from a box.
Right.
Like.
Well, from the coconut, too.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this animal sound, you can choose a prize, if you're correct. You can go with the SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. SCOE 10X, I definitely back that. You can go with the Chicken Soup for the Soul book, pets, pets, pets. You can go with Good Pets Foods supplement treats for your dogs. They come in Hip and Joint Plus, Daily Probiotic, and the Daily Multivitamins. Those are the ones that you'll get. We also have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a hippo small calendar for 2026. I recommend getting it now. And also we do have from Silly Beads by Kayla. I'll let Lexi describe them.
The Silly Beads?
Yep.
I don't know what that is, John. Let Jasmine do it. She's better. She knows better than what that is.
Stanley Cup Charm.
Stanley Cup Charm. Why can't I remember
that? I'm not girly, John. I don't have that.
For coffee lovers.
Yeah, it's the Starbucks one. It goes on your mug, right?
Yeah, the handle of
the
mug.
On the handle of the mug.
So you know how, like, people, if you work somewhere where there's a break room, a lot of people will have the Stanley Cups or, you know, something similar to that. How many different variations of colors are there? That helps you identify whose cup is whose because, you know, at the nurse's station.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that, actually. That's a good idea to put that on there for that reason.
Yeah.
Also, too, we do have those, and we have the Morgan Wallen keychain.
That one is pretty cool. And then you got your badge reel or badge clip or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very Christmassy. It says the best is yet to come with some cute little snowflakes and it's green. And then you got Kansas City ink pen. I'll say it like you, John. It's an ink pen.
If you can,
Kansas City Chiefs fans.
If you can identify this creature. What creature makes that noise? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. And we have Sahilia in, are you in L.A. or is that Louisiana?
I'm in L.A.
L.A., okay, cool. What's going on with your guinea pig?
Well, he's gained so much weight since I owned him, and I just need, like, a better way for him to lose weight.
Do you exercise him at all?
I mean, like, I'll take him out to the yard and he'll run around, but it's how much he runs. Like, he just keeps gaining it back.
What kind of treats are you giving him?
I don't really give him treats. I only feed him his pellets, hay, and then we'll feed him lettuce because he starts crying when we open the fridge.
Well, you know they need vitamin C, right?
Yes, I have a powder for that. I put it on top of the pellets.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, because they have to have that, and they need something to chew on.
So you might want to start measuring his food out. I haven't had a guinea pig, but I've had rabbits, and some of them are just really greedy. And it's not even necessarily that they're hungry. They just need something to chew on. So, like, the wood blocks that are flavored, apple sticks, like sticks. You can buy apple tree sticks, and they're sweet, so they like to chew on those. But sometimes they just really need to express the urge to chew, and it kind of adds fiber to their diet and stuff because they eat the pieces of the wood. And yeah,
so the other thing too is make sure you got a wheel in there for them that does a little own exercise. And you can get those, like, the hamster balls. Get one that's big enough for a guinea pig and let them roll around the house.
But also making him work for his hay or, like, pieces of the apple wood. Like, empty toilet paper rolls, stuff it full, and then close the ends, tuck them in so that he's got to play for it.
We got to take a break.
Thanks
we'll be right back.
Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. A severe heat wave in southeast Australia has killed thousands of flying foxes, making the largest mass mortality event for the species since the 2019-2020 black summer. Extreme temperatures above 42 degrees Celsius caused the deaths across South Australia, Victoria, and New South Wales, with vulnerable gray-headed flying foxes hardest hit. Wildlife volunteers reported thousands of dead bats in major colonies, while rescuing orphan pups found clinging to diseased and decreased mothers. Despite rescue efforts, researchers estimated at least 1,000 to 2,000 deaths in South Australia, thousands in Victoria, and up to 1,000 in New South Wales. Experts say extreme heat causes dehydration and heat stroke and also limits bats' ability to fly and find food, creating a double whammy effect. Mothers and pups were especially affected, threatening population recovery. Researchers warn flying foxes are a visible indicator of broader wildlife impacts from climate change. As heat waves become more frequent and intense, the crisis has placed heavy strain on wildlife rescuers and veterinarians, highlighting the lack of national wildlife rescue strategy and the growing toll of extreme weather on native animals. By the way, you can watch the video at talkinpets.com on our homepage, but I do say, beware. It is extremely saddening at the amount of these flying foxes in this video that are shown dying. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Furry or husky or feline, Luna is still the boss. For the fifth straight year, the name topped the list for both dogs and cats. Bella, Charlie, Lucy, Milo, Leo, and Oliver refused to leave the charts, while Teddy nudged his way into the dog top 10, replacing Coco. Cat names shifted faster. Moki and Pepper debuted, pushing out Simba and Nala, and confirmed that food names are no longer quirky, they're standard issue. The fastest rising names, Azula, Miso, Stormy, Cinnamon, and Tofu, sound like a dinner order or baby shower invite, which tracks. Human names such as Olivia, Emma, Levy, and Luca are increasingly answering to sit. Rankings of insured breeds held steady at the top, with mixed breed dogs and domestic cats leading. But preferences are evolving. Mixed breed cat coverage enrollments jumped 49% last year, while Bengals and Sphinx cats declined, hinting that pet parents may be favoring fewer high maintenance health risks. Among dogs, Staffordshire Bull Terriers surged, while Golden Doodles cooled off after years in the spotlight. The vet visit tally tells the bigger story. Embrace Company processed 1 million claims in 2025, covering 93% of them. Common issues persisted: diarrhea, vomiting, ear infections, but the fastest growing diagnoses were complex, reflecting better diagnostics and specialty care, not suddenly sicker pets. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the dog trainer.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you, no more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm like talking you and me with the same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find a spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You named the babies and I named the dogs.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And by the way, it's extremely rare for guinea pigs to be overweight. Now, in fact, the LA Guinea Pig Rescue has said many times, this goes out to the LA, that you should want your pig to be as heavy as possible because their weight drops very fast if they get ill. All guinea pigs regulate how much they eat, and they stop when they are full. So guinea pigs, actually, they're vegetarians and don't consume much fat. So it's uncommon for them to become overweight through their normal dry food, fresh veg diet. Now, weight gains can be indicative of a number of things, from lack of exercise to a few too many treats, cut back on the treats, sugary fruits, or shop-bought delicacies, to illness or pregnancy. So, is your guinea pig's name Mary? Then you got a problem. So those are just some things about the guinea pigs, just in case.
I know they say with rabbits, you shouldn't give too many carrots because of the sugars in it. So that's why I asked, like, what kind of treats she was giving.
And then guinea pig bloat occurs when gas builds up in your pet's gastrointestinal tract. Guinea pigs are not able to pass gas. They can't fart. So through their intestines. So the gas just stays in the intestines and produces severe pain. So, aww. Could you imagine if you couldn't fart? Everybody farts. Don't say you don't fart, because I know you fart.
There are some times, though, that I can't. And yes, it is extremely painful.
I'm a lady.
And I want to. I want to fart. I just want to...
I'm a lady. Ladies don't fart.
Whatever.
I do. I'm not a lady.
If you have a bloated pig, they need to be treated immediately. The best way to treat bloat is to drench them with mineral oil or release the gas buildup with a hose and then drench with mineral oil,
a
or a combination of baking soda and water.
What?
Be proactive is the best approach to keeping your new show lifestyle healthy. I think that's for a pig.
That says bloated pig, yeah, John, not guinea pig.
That's for a pig. So that's
drench him with mineral oil.
Don't stick the hose of your guinea pig.
Don't do any of that.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that would be a little tough getting all that mineral oil in the water all over the guinea pig.
Okay.
He'd never speak to you again.
Never speak to you again.
But that would be like, that's for a pig, though.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like, you know, pigs are gassy. They're
400 pounds or more.
So, yeah, no, the pigs do get big.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but you want to just be very careful. But I guess it's not abnormal for them to be fat. You just got to make sure that they don't internalize their gas.
They're supposed to be fat. It's guinea pig.
Guinea pig. So, signs of organ failure in guinea pigs? Might as well just cover the whole thing. Varied, but often include severe lethargy, loss of appetite, anorexia, which is not your pig in L.A., weight loss, hiding, hunched posture, labored breathing, diarrhea, meaning no poop at all, just watery diarrhea, increased thirst, urination, drooling, or pale blue gums. So, this is indicative of issues like the heart, the kidneys, or digestive system, requiring immediate vet visit. For a porky guinea pig, though, I guess it's kind of normal.
They're supposed to be
chunky,
yeah. I remember one of my rabbits was sick and the vet said if he throws up, he's about to die. And I was like, what? They were like, rabbits don't throw up. So if he, like, oh, thanks.
That's, yeah, they don't actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, that animal sound is still out there. It goes like this. What creature makes that sound?
I wonder what it could be.
I'll give you a hint. They have an extra thumb.
Wait, I don't know now.
It helps them grip certain food.
I think I know what it is because I've been watching lots of videos of them.
They're cuddly looking and so cute. You just want to like...
I'm pretty sure they are cuddly, John.
Yeah, but...
Don't they like to stand on other animals' backs?
It's a wild animal, so it's like...
I know what it is.
Okay. No, you don't. 818-818-6401.
They like what? The water.
Do they?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
No.
Oh.
818-818-6401. You mean go in the water?
Yeah, they like the water.
They don't, but it's not. They're not aquatic, but they like water.
Oh. No.
Well, who doesn't like water? For hydration. But they do like snow. When they see snow for the first time, they get all excited. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Just think they have an extra thumb.
That's not helping me.
So, they're native to, this is a big hint, they're native to Central China.
Oh.
818-818-6401. Jasmine's still stoned.
It snows in Central China?
No, but it snows in Washington, D.C., where some of them are.
Okay, got it.
Now you know what it is. They sound cute, too, though.
Okay.
But they're not to be cuddled. 818-818-6401.
Everything's meant to be cuddled, John.
Except and then your face gets ripped
except
off.
Except for snakes, spiders, scorpions. They are not meant for cuddling, but...
I've cuddled a snake before.
I just watched a video where somebody had to take a rod and wedge it between a person's neck and the snake. It was like a python or something that he was holding. It was his. It wrapped around him and was constricting his neck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was out in the wild and got constricted on his waist. And he survived. And right after that, he showed me, it was nasty looking.
Yeah. But people are like, oh, my snake is sweet. I don't think they have the ability to be sweet. I'm sorry.
So what animal is that? 818-818-6401. They come out of China. Come on.
China.
This is Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy. featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Hey,
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
You know who I reached out to the other day?
Who?
Dolly.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
She might come on.
Oh, nice.
Yay!
So, I'm hoping. I like Dolly Parton.
Me too.
You know, we're going to go out to our buddy Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut, and Leva thinks that she knows what this is.
I hope so. What do you think? Well, yes, a panda. I have two things.
You got it on the first one. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I'm going to pass it forward.
All right, cool. So, the way that works, Leva's passing it forward, so if anybody wants to call, you don't have to come on air with this. You'll speak with Sydney. Just tell her what you want. Like, we have the book. Sydney knows what we have. And if you call, like, there's multiple lines, so Sydney will pick up a line, and if you're on that line, then you can pick out what you want. Compliments from Leva in Greenwich, Connecticut. Thank you, Leva.
Thank you, John. You're welcome.
You have a good rest of the weekend.
You too, sweetheart.
All right. Much love.
Much love to you, too.
So call now, 818-818-6401, and compliments from Leva, who said it was a panda, and she's right. You can pick out what you want, and Sydney will pick up the line.
Have you ever seen those Kung Fu Panda movies?
I did. I like those.
Yeah, they're like really big franchise. I've only seen the first one.
I've only seen the first one as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've seen them all.
I don't do cartoons. I watched the first one because my daughter was little.
So this is some interesting stuff. So the most common claims... medical claims, veterinary claims of 2025 last year, according to this survey. What do you think the number one claim is that people bring their pets in for?
Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
Ingestion of something.
Did you read this?
Oh.
Well, I mean, I'm a dog trainer, and people, they message me and ask me, what am I supposed to do? He's got diarrhea. Take him to the vet. It could be anything.
You're right. The average cost per claim... when you take the dog in or the cat or whatever, it's $247 for diarrhea.
Yeah, because they have to do a fecal. They've got to figure out if it could be parasites, giardia. Like, yeah, I'm very...
So what do you think the second one is? Kind of...
Swallowing things.
Well, you're close. It's vomiting.
Mm. Oh. That's not close.
And to take your pet in for vomiting, the average price, $593.
Mm-hmm.
Ear infection, number three. $218. Dermatitis, allergies, $217. And number five, lameness, $449. My pet is so lame. I had to bring my pet in. I want you to look at my pet.
It needs to be cool.
Yeah. I want you to make my pet into a cool pet.
Yeah. He's so lame.
So...
I diagnosed my dog with being a loser.
Yeah.
The fastest growing claims, pancreatic mass, 330%. General feeling or discomfort or illness, malaise, 299%. Fibrocardiogenous embolism of the spinal cord. Mm-hmm. That sounds very tricky. A spinal cord injury caused by an interruption of blood supply is 296% on the rise. Gastric motility disorders, an issue with the stomach's muscle contraction that control how food moves. It's up 279%. And meningioma, which is a benign tumor, on the brain or spinal cord, 277% on the rise. And you're a nurse over there.
Yeah, not to dogs, though.
I know, but still.
For people, though,
I mean, I'm sure, like, animals, people, not that far off. Now, this is the one that I think is really interesting. So, $40,392 covered for, now this is like, one that was brought into a vet, an animal brought into a vet, $40,000 covered for a 12-year-old Maine Coon treated for gastrointestinal obstruction
and
constipation.
For one cat,
$40,000.
Oh, that would just be a sad day.
No, my dog got constipated, and I said, sorry, Richard. Hopefully you make it through the night. Gave him a little bit of pumpkin, and he was fine.
Pumpkin worked.
Yeah, it did work. I was real nervous, though, because I was Like, oh, sorry, dude. Like, I don't have the money. Like,
$40,000.
Yeah,
$40,000. Really, I mean, and, you know, some people have that money. If
I had it, I wouldn't mind, but...
I don't have $40, let alone $40,000.
Sorry, Shadow.
30? Yeah, really. You better not get sick. $37,797 covered for a 5-year-old Bernese Mountain Dog treated for... collapsed lung. $37,000.
Wow.
And then $35,755 covered for a 4-year-old mixed breed dog treated for a bacterial or fungal infection of the intervertebral disc.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Nurse Lexi.
Yeah.
Intervertebral. Is that like in the
spine? Probably.
Yeah, it's in the spine. Yeah, it's in the spinal fluid, right?
$35,000.
Yeah, it says it's like, in the disc, so probably in between. So like,
how does that even happen?
Get bit by something, some type of infection. You could get an infection somewhere else, and it can spread there.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about my toe. So I was out feeding my chickens today, and I was wearing flip flops, my old flip flops that I keep outside. Yeah. They're not in great shape, so. There's a raised brick walker out there, and I didn't think anything about it. And I literally, the flip-flop folded, and my big toe ripped off the entire skin of the top of it. Like,
I hate to break it to you, John, but I think even if you wore nice flip-flops, your toes are exposed.
Yeah.
So you probably would have hit your foot on it regardless if you weren't wearing sneakers.
It's looking really nasty.
You need to put some antibacterial stuff on it, wound spray, like, Yeah,
it's pretty gross. But, well, they're my girls, my chickens out there. So now...
Did you learn a lesson?
You can see my chickens on TikTok now, right?
Yes. Did you learn a lesson?
How do you do that, though? How do you promote that?
How do you promote it?
The TikTok.
Talking Pets? Wait, what's the name on TikTok? Talking Pets? If they look you up on TikTok, they can see you.
Yeah, I think it's Talking Pets.
Yeah.
And you'll see my chickens.
You need to put your TikTok account on your Facebook and Instagram as well.
Well, some woman just... Thank God she didn't say anything. Yeah, it's Talking Pets. At Talking Pets. So, check out my TikTok. I'm learning. Hey, spay new to your pets. Help control the pet population. For myself, John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for now, and thank you for joining us here each week, same pet time, same pet channel, for Talking Pets. Don't forget, call Pay It Forward from Leba, 818-818-6401. Bye. Thanks, Sydney.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.